while back hearing about Christy Brinkley's latest divorce. I mean, it's been over years back, but I know some of you are too young. You wouldn't know who Christy Brinkley is, maybe, but she was the supermodel back, you know, when I was growing up. And so here she was, going through divorce, and as it came out, you know, her husband had developed a porn addiction, and as the whole story came out, the guy was spending $3,000 a month on porn. Is this just idiotic? You're married to a supermodel, and you've got a $3,000 a month porn addiction. I mean, is that just screwy? And yet, here's my contention. It's kind of like what we do with God. In a sense, we don't have a supermodel for God. We have this super awesome God with this amazing love. I mean, the gifts, the blessings that He has to offer us. His love is just extraordinary. His grace. Oh, the joy that He can give us, the peace. And what are we doing? Oftentimes, when we're getting into our little habitual sins, it's like God has, He's offering us all these phenomenal things that He so freely and wants to give us. And we're off here digging around with what? Yeah, we're just about as dumb as that guy that was making this new model. Really, really. And when it comes to purity, and here's my contention, okay? We need to maintain and strive for purity so that we can have a strong relationship with God, because when we get into those habitual sins, they put a strain on our relationship with God. The one thing I want to set straight right away is the beautiful thing that God is. I mean, we can come to Him with hearts that are black with sin and so stained and ugly, and He can totally purify our hearts. I mean, no matter what the guilt, what the shame, what the sin is, this is the good news. This is the good news. We can come to the cross and, because of Jesus' sacrifice, have our sins washed away, and we are made pure. And we are robed with Christ. And so we stand before God's throne, declared holy and blameless and without accusation. You know, Satan, actually the word Satan, the name Satan, means the accuser. So he stands before the throne of God, accusing the saints. And so when we come before the throne of God, Satan, the accuser, standing there, and there is no accusation against us. Because we are robed with Christ, and we stand pure before the throne of God. Is that not just awesome? Okay? And so that is the first thing I really want to emphasize that. So again, you came in, and you're just feeling that shame, that lack of purity. Know that you can come before God's throne. It really starts at the cross. Come before the cross. Claim Jesus' sacrifice as covering you. Yes, we deserved the death that Jesus suffered, but He took it upon Himself. And that's our Savior. So that's where we do stand, pure, purified. Okay, that is the good news. Here's the deal. So we need to strive to maintain that purity. We didn't get saved from our sins so that we can just enjoy the sin more. That would be heinous. And in God's eyes, that is heinous. In fact, somebody who really doesn't strive for purity, once having been purified by God, I mean, well, here's the way that E.M. Bowes would put it. He says, a repentance which doesn't produce a change in character and conduct is a mere sham, which should deceive nobody, he says. Old things must pass away. All things must become new. The Christian who doesn't strive for purity is living a lie. Here's the other way, you know, I kind of see it. Tad Estes was here yesterday and setting up for the baby shower. And we got to talk, and we got to share, and we know she was sharing about how the human trafficking, we hear there's something more moving about that. Hearing that she's sharing all the stories. And so, I mean, it's just, this is the most vile thing that's out there. I mean, oh, when it comes to human trafficking, I would love to raise up just an army of warriors and go after these guys. Just, ah. She was saying how often what they'll do is, young, still teenage girls, these old guys, they will chum up, be very friendly, establish a friendship, win over their trust. And all of a sudden, maybe suggest, hey, run away with me. Run away with me. This starstruck, older teen girl, all of a sudden jumps into this. And this slime, I almost want to use vulgar words for this guy. He will then all of a sudden push her into prostitution, string her out on drugs. I mean, and this is where human trafficking is happening here in the United States. Okay, this isn't a third world country issue. Right here. All right. Imagine this. Imagine this has happened to some older teen, some girl. What if her loving dad just went to all extremes, all out, searching for her, just spending all of his money, all the savings, just exhausting it all. We're just giving everything to get his daughter back, right? What if, you know, he succeeds in pulling this girl out and freeing her from literal, horrific bondage, prostitution, sex, slavery, pulling her out, freeing her? And what if the next week, all of a sudden, you find she's just back to hobnobbing with that same guy that got into it? Would that just be demented? And what do you think the dad would be thinking? You are breaking my heart here. That's what we do with God. He has pulled us out of sin. He has pulled us out of that destruction. Oftentimes, hey, that sin was, it wasn't just shameful, it was slavery, it was horrific, it was destroying our lives. God rescued us and spent everything. Spent everything, pulled us out, freed us, and now I'm just gonna go back to sin. Can you understand why that just grieves God's heart? Why would we do that to God? Perish the thought. So, purity, we should be striving for purity. Because sin, despite all its little luster sometimes, and it seems like the glamour and glitter is there, and it seems so fun. And underneath, it has the power to absolutely destroy, to rip apart your life, just tear your heart out. Think about it. One of the things that are just tearing people apart these days, it started out great, enjoying the party, having fun, drinking a little bit, you know, hey, a little bit of this. And then sometimes it can lead to a full-blown addiction. Oh, man, just seeing people's lives shattered by that. Hey, sex is fun, isn't it? All of a sudden, I mean, it just can be full-blown into the point of the sex addiction, pornography, all that. I'm seeing this stuff all around us. And that's the more obvious stuff. What about the subtle stuff? The gossip. Destructive gossip can be greed. Oh my goodness, when greed takes over the heart, it just gets ugly. Pride, arrogance, hateful thoughts. We've got to strive for purity. But the blessings that come from it, the things that God, our Father, wants to give us, and when we are in a right relationship with God, you can't even begin to fathom or believe how awesome life is. If we have that intimacy, that tight connection with God, I mean, the promises right here in the Bible are almost fantastic to think about. That our prayers, we just go directly to God, and I mean, He responds with just all of heaven's resources to address those issues, and we see miracles happen. And yet when our relationship is strained with God, and when we're not striving for purity, but we're getting back into that sin, all of a sudden our prayers, there's a disconnect. And we're finding ourselves distanced from God in our lives. Can we admit in our lives? Just a disconnect everywhere. There's now a disconnect from my spouse, from my kids, and just life is just wrong. It's just not. That needs to be memorized, and that needs to be the standard. Every time I sit down on the board in front of a computer screen, I set before my eyes and roll back on. If I'm like switching on Netflix, if I'm switching on a TV, I will set before my eyes and roll back on. If I'm going on a family video, picking out a video, which that's tough to do these days. Man, I'm just scanning, and I'm just like, no. Oh my goodness. Oh, what is that? No. Maybe, no. I can go all the way around that place. And the number of videos that pass the bile test, I just said before my eyes and the thing, it's like 1%. Just saying, okay? You need to memorize that person. That needs to be the standard so that I'm not allowing what will pollute my eyes and get into my heart and so mess up my heart and just start to foul up that purity. Okay? So eyes, I gotta protect my eyes. Relationships. What are those relationships that are influencing me to go against God? Right? What are those relationships that maybe I need to consider? I know when I first got into Christianity, when I first really came to terms, I just knew it right away. I mean, the drinking buddies that I was hanging around, I knew I needed to get some distance between me and them. I knew I wasn't strong enough, to be able to hang out with them anymore. And so, what are those relationships where maybe you need to distance yourself from? Sometimes it can get really tough. I mean, Jesus put it this way. So in order to follow me, sometimes you even need to ditch on. I'm loosely translating it. He's like, you need to distance yourself from close family. He's saying mom, dad, maybe even. I'm just saying. It could get hard, right? But if we're to maintain that purity, if we're to strive for purity so that we can to maintain that strong relationship with God, there's just no other way. There's just no other way. So I left some questions for reflection because we need to think about this. We need to go deep with it. So whether it's over lunch, what's in the devotional time, I urge you, consider these questions. Think about it. What would improve my life if I were to strive for purity? What would suffer? What if in striving for purity, I need to distance myself from this person? What if striving for purity means whatever, eyes, heart, things, hey, it might be a sacrifice, and it might be hard, but Jesus said, count the cost before you build a bomb. I mean, consider it. So that you can be determined, be serious about this, right? And your second question is, what do I got to ignore? My sinful habit or my relationship with God? Get serious about that. Really. What do you value more? And then if my sin grieves God, constrains my relationship with Him, what will I do to uproot that sin? So I want you to consider this. We cannot simply be hearers of the word and so deceive ourselves. We've got to do with the word. That's what I'm trying to do these questions. I'm trying to. We've got to do. We've got to respond thoughtfully, prayerfully, and with determination. And so my prayer, my urging is, go with God. Every time, go with God. And whatever sacrifices you need to make so that you can truly push for purity and push into the relationship with God, you will not regret it. God is so infinitely much better. And the blessings He has cannot be compared. Again, our identities in Christ. If there's any shame for sins already committed, take to the cross. I mean, like that, you can be made pure. Please.